We're holding Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the 30th chapter. it's page Tzadiches in the Eshkol editions of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. And we've been running through the different tests that Avraham Avinu had, and we're up to the ninth test, Nisayon Hatshi'i, the ninth test, Yishmael. We're going to explain what with regard to Yishmael. The Medrash will explain to us about how sending Yishmael away was the very difficult test to Avram, because in sending him away he discovered that Yishmael really has left the faith. So discovering that and having to part with Yishmael was very difficult. So Yishmael nolad bekeshet, was born with an arrow. He grew with the bow, was born with a bow, grew up with a bow. Shneimar, as the verse says, vahiro vekashat, he took on as a weapon and grew up with the bow. V'aya notel keshet v'chitzim, thank you. And he used to take a bow and arrows. V'aya yoreh harofot, and as a child, he couldn't hunt wild animals, so he'd shoot at the birds. Ufam achat ra'at Yitzhak yoshev levado, and one time he saw Yitzhak sitting alone. V'yara alav chetz logon, he shot an arrow to kill him. Now, Cain and Hevel did the same thing. Cain waited till he could catch Hevel alone, no one was around, and that's when he pounced on him and killed him. So Yishmael saw a time when no one else was around, and he shot at Yitzhak trying to kill him. Ra'ata Sarah, Sarah saw this is what's happening, v'yigid al Avraham, kazeh v'chazeh asa Yishmael Yitzhak. And she told Avraham, this is what Yishmael did to Yitzhak. That she explained what he had done. And she told Avram, Ela, you have no choice. Amod uchtov li Yitzchak kol ma shenishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten lechal zarecha. Write over to Yitzchak everything that God promised you and your offsprings. God said, you're going to inherit the land of Israel. So that I want you to write over to Yitzchak. She wasn't concerned about the money. She was concerned about the continuum of Avram. Shneimar, as the verse says, Vatomer le'Avraham, Sarah said to Avram, Garesh ha'ama hazot ve'et bina. You have to divorce this maid and her son. Amra Sarah le'Avraham, Sarah said to Avram, Ketov get gerushin. Write a letter, write a document of divorce. V'shalach et ha'ama hazot uvna, and send away this maid and her son, me'alayu me'al bni, from upon me and my son. Min ha'olam hazeh u'min ha'olam haba. They have to be divorced from us in this world and the world to come. Now, notice that Hagar is called the maid. Sarah gave Avram to marry Hagar, but Sarah told Avram, from my perspective, you could marry her as a wife. But Avram didn't. He took her as a pilegesh. And that's why Avram later on tells Sarah, Hinei shifchatech biyadech asila hatov beinaych. Your maid is yours. Whatever you think is right, do. And Hashem and Sarah and Avram are going to refer to Hagar as the maid, because Hagar never was given freedom. We learned earlier that Hagar was a maid that was given as a gift from Pharaoh to Sarah. She was a daughter of Pharaoh's from a Pilegesh, and so Pharaoh took that daughter and gave her as a gift. He gave her over to Avram and Sarah as a gift after he had abducted Sarah. So Avram hears from his wife that Yishmael has left the fold, he's left the faith, and that there's no choice but to remove him from the home. Umikol ha'ra'ot shebau al Avraham, and from all the bad things that came to Avram. Notice the Medrash is saying a lot of bad things happened to Avram. You speak to people sometimes, you ask them, how's everything doing? And they say, everything's good. God made everything good. And I always wonder at these people. The Mishnah says, there's a blessing for good and a blessing for bad. Sure, on a godly level, everything's good. But on our level, there are things that are difficult. There are things that are called ra. There are things that are called bad. And the Medrash says, from all the bad things that happened to Avram, this specifically was very difficult and very bad in his eyes. Shneimar, as the verse makes a point of saying, it was very difficult for Avram with regard to his son, that he heard that his son had left the faith. The Medrash is stressing that the word ra over here is like kashe. It was difficult. It was difficult for him to hear that his son had devolved to this state. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ba'ota alayla nigla kadosh b'chol Avraham Avinu." That night God appeared to Avraham. Amar lo, God said to Avraham, "Avraham, yata yudei shaita sarah ruya lecha leisha mimei imah? Don't you know that Sarah, from the time she was in her mother's womb, she was fit to be your wife? Vehi chavertecha ve'eshet neurecha, she's your girlfriend. She's the wife that was set out from you for the time you were young. Lo nikret agar ishtecha, Hagar isn't referred to as your wife. Ve'lo nikret Sarah shifchatecha, and Sarah is not called your maid. Shenemar, as the verse stresses, aval Sarah ishtecha, but Sarah, your wife, yoledet lecha ben, will bear for you a child. Ve'agar lo nikret ishtecha ela shifchatecha, and Hagar isn't called your wife, she's called your maid. Ve'chol shedibra Sarah be'emet divra, and everything Sarah said was true. You have to listen to her, she knows what she's talking about. We find that Hagar, even after she marries Avram, when the angel appears to her, he calls her Hagal Shifchat Sarai, Hagar the maid of Sarai. Hagar herself says, "I'm running away from Sarah, Givirti mipenei Sarah, Givirti anochi borachat. My mistress, I'm running away from her." And Hashem also calls her Amatecha, your maid. So the pasuk stresses, "Aval Sarah ishtecha yoledet lecha ben," but Sarah, only Sarah is your wife, and she will have a son for you. Aval is a miut; it means only Sarah is your wife, and she will have a child for you. So Hashem appears to Avram and tells him, "Listen to her, believe her. She's telling you that's what Yishmael did. She's not saying that in anything less than the truth. She is saying the truth exactly. Listen to her advice. She's telling you to send away the maid and her son. You have to listen to her." Now, ordinarily, Chazal told us that when it comes to worldly things, one should listen to one's wife. When it comes to things of this world, one's wife has better understanding. And when it comes to things of the world to come, godly things, so that the husband should call the shots. I think it was Rav Salant who said that, knowing this Gemara, when he was dating his wife, they agreed that, just like the Gemara says, in things of this world, that shoulder side, and things of the world to come, things of Ruchnius, hold aside. And then he added, he said, "We've spent the last 50 years arguing what's things of this world and what's things of that world." Because you say, well, how much money do you spend on buying food for the house? So the husband says, well, that affects how much money we could spend to buy Sfarim, and that affects how much money we'll spend for Shabbos. And the wife says, yeah, but that's tachlis, that's eating now. There's also a famous story about a yeshiva, where the Rosh Yeshiva made the same deal with the administrator. He says, "I deal with the world to come, you deal with this world." And then they spend the next years, each time he said, "Well, I need to spend this money to buy this and this of the yeshiva, the guys need it. They'll have their learning." The administrator said, "Yeah, you want to buy those physical things? Well, we can't afford those physical things." So everything can fit this or that. But if you really try, I think you'll see that there are things that fit this world, there are things that fit the world to come. So here, Hashem was telling Avram the opposite of this Gemara. Hashem was telling Avram, with regard to this world, with regard to the world to come, with regard to who's going to inherit you, who's going to continue your path in this world, who's going to be the continuum of Avram's service of Hashem, Hashem's telling him, listen to Sarah. Sarah's telling you to send them away, listen to her. And that's why Chazal stress that Avram was less than Sarah in prophecy. And this teaches us something. Sometimes a guy can come into Machon Meir, he's just starting learning, and he gets engaged. We had a guy like that. His wife came from birth. So she ran the religious aspect of the home. She told him what Kiddush to make Yom Tov night and Shabbos night, and he was very thankful that he had a wife that knew her stuff so well. Well, also Avram had a wife who was one up on him, or much up on him, in prophecy when it came to Ben Adam LaMakom. By Avram, it wasn't a question of knowledge, like by this guy, that he hadn't yet learned it. It was also a question that she was on a higher level. We have to be aware that even though the Gemara gave us this rule, that ordinarily in things of this world, the husband, the wife makes the call, things of the world to come, the husband should make the call. Nonetheless, there are going to be exceptions. There are going to be times, like Avram and Sarah, where the wife is more spiritual, is on a higher level, and she should call the shots of the world to come. So that's what God tells Avram. Listen to her. She is right. And Al yira beinecha al hanar v'al hamatecha. Don't take it so badly about the child and your maid. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'yomer Elokim l'Avram al yira beinecha al hanar v'al hamatecha. So why was Avram feeling bad about it? First we have to take a step back. The pasuk says that Avram felt bad about his son. God says to Avram, don't feel bad about your son and your maid. Didn't say Avram felt bad about the maid. So the pasuk was stressing the son, the pasuk was stressing Ishmael, because from Avram's perspective, the fact that Ishmael had left the service of Hashem, that was what was bothering him. The fact that he'd have to send them away now, that was an outcome that was difficult. With regard to Hagar, Hagar was still God-fearing at this point. So he hears he has to send her away. That's nowhere as bad as sending Yishmael away. Yishmael he's sending away because Yishmael left the faith of Hashem. God tells Avram, I know you're also feeling bad. You're human. And you don't want to send Hagar out away from your home. Well, don't feel bad even about that. God tells him to do it. Hishkim Avram baboker. So Avram wakes up early in the morning. V'chatav get kerushin. He wrote a document of divorce. V'chatav la v'natana. He wrote it. He gave it to her. V'yishalcheha me'alav u'mal Yitzchak beno. He sent her from upon him and his son Yitzchak me'olam zeh me'olam ba, from this world and the world to come. Shneimar, the verse states. V'hishkim Avram baboker. V'yikach lechem v'chemat mayim. Avram woke up in the morning early. He took bread and a large flask of water. Shilcha beget gerushin. He sent her with this document of divorce. Ve'lakach et hadardur, and he took this big flask. Ve'kashal b'motneh, tied it to her waist. Kedei she'yeh sochef achareha, so that it would drag along behind her. Le'ida she'yeh shifcha, so that everyone who sees her sees the way she's carrying this large pitcher of water, and they'll know she's a maid. That's maids do that. They go and carry large pitchers of water. ולא עוד, אלא כשרצה אברהם לראות את ישמעאל בנו ולראות את הדרך של חובה. Not only that, we're going to see it when Avram wanted to see Ishmael and see the way he wanted that Ishmael went, so he stood and watched which direction they were headed, and because she had this large flask, so it bounced along the way, and it made like Hansel and Gretel, it made marks after where they had gone, and he was able to see where they went, and later on he's going to follow them. But when they left, he stood and watched them for a distance. He saw where they went. And in the merit of Avram, they didn't lack any water. They drink, and the flask was always full. Until they reached the desert. She started going back to the idol worship she grew up with. Her husband sent her away. And now she's going out to the desert. And what happens when a wife gets sent away? Her intrinsic reaction is to go back to her father's house. That's the way the Torah describes it. Now, when she's with her husband, so the way that the world works is usually a wife is going to adopt her husband's faith, her husband's beliefs. If he chooses to go Breslov, she'll go Breslov. If he chooses to become a misnaget, she'll become a misnaget. Usually, women have a tendency to go with their husbands on many, many issues of faith. Once they leave, so, well, she was with him, so she espoused his way. Afterwards, she goes back to what she was used to beforehand, especially when he divorces her. So now, he's basically saying, get away. He's saying, get away. So, naturally, she goes back to what she was used to beforehand. And so she starts going with idol worship. She's separating herself from Avram in his way. Up until this point, in the merit of Avram, the flask remained full. She wasn't lacking anything. She reaches the desert and she leaves the way of Avram and starts going back to her pagan ways. Umiyad, right away, chaseru hamayim minachemet. she found herself lacking the water from the flask.
How in the world was she going? She was praying to idols, or she was worshipping idols in some way?
I don't know. Lefichach v'tashlich et hayeled. That's why she saw her son was thirsting. They had gone back to their pagan ways, and now he was thirsting. So she left him under a bush. Uben Islim Albashana Yaish Maikshir Yatzam Bit Avram. Yishmael was 24 years old when he left the house of Avram. Vitzchak Ben Esau Shanim Ayah, Yitzchak was 10 years old. But, right, we know Yishmael had his circumcision at 13. A year later, Yitzchak was born. Yishmael is 14. So Yishmael is 14 years older than Yitzchak. Vatelech Vateta. The Pasuk says, she went and she erred in the desert in Vateta El Avodah Zarah. When it says erred, it's a reference to erring philosophically. She erred and went in her pagan ways. We say the idol worship is nonsense, it's worthless, it's acts of error. And Yishmael was wallowing in his thirst. He threw himself under the thorn bushes of the desert. And he said, Ribon Olamim, Master of the Worlds, אם יש לפניך הרצון להשקוט אותי מים השקני ולא תצא נפשי בצמה, כי משונה היא מיטת הצמה וקשה מכל המיטות. If it is your will, please give me to drink water, for this way I won't die of thirst. If you want, I'll die a different way, because the death of thirst is worse than any other death. ושמע הקדוש ברוך הוא תפילתו. And God heard his prayer. Shneimar, the verse says, "Vayishma Elokim et kol hanar." God heard the voice of the lad. Hagar was also praying, but God didn't accept her prayer. He accepted Yishmael's prayer. Uchtiv, and the verse says that the angel told Hagar, "God sent you this water." Kishma Elokim el kol hanar, for God heard the voice of the lad. Ba'asher hu sham, as he is there. Our sages say, by the way, that's why Yishmael was called Yishmael. It was prophecy that God will hear him in his time of need, and God did. Here he was dying of thirst, and God heard his prayer. And there, the well that was created in twilight of creation, the well that would give the Jewish people water throughout their travels of the desert, that well opened up for them. And they went and drank, and they filled the flask with water. The verse says, God revealed their eyes. She saw the water, she went and filled the flask, and they drank. And they left the well over there. From there they traveled throughout the desert, till they came to the desert of Paran. Over there, in Paran, there were oases. In Paran, they found sources of water, and they settled over there. As the verse says, Yishmael settled down in the desert of Paran. Shalach Yishmael velakach lo isha me'avot Moab ve'ifa shema. Yishmael took a girl from Moab, from the Moabites.
From Egypt.
Yishmael took a girl from the Moabites, and her name was Epha. And this was his first wife. The Moabites, we know that the Moabites, when the Jews passed by them, they boycotted them. They wouldn't give them to eat, they wouldn't give them to drink. And we're going to see that this trait held true over here. Lot, their great-grandfather, Lot, the father of the Moabites, he did do Achnasas Archim, but he married a Sodomite. He married a woman from Sodom. And the Sodomites were dead against helping people. That was their whole sin. That they said, we don't want the poor coming here. We don't want anyone to enjoy our wealth. So that trait remained within his offspring, the trait of his wife. So the Moabites are known for being people who do not take in guests nicely. So 3 years pass. Halach Avram lirot et Yishmael beno. Avram went to see Yishmael, his son. Why did he wait 3 years? Because 3 years is a chazaka. 3 years is the time that it takes a person to completely forget things. We say after 3 years, people don't hold on to their documents. That's when people start forgetting things. Completely forget things. So after 3 years, he figured now things die down in Sarah's heart about what Yishmael had done. And now he asked her for permission. Let me go visit Yishmael. V'nishma l'sara, he swore to Sarah, shelo yered ma'al ha'gamal. Sarah said, you can go, but promise me you won't get off your camel, b'makom she'yishmael shorui sham, in the place that Yishmael was living. She figured he can go visit Yishmael, but I'm worried. I don't want him to pray for Yishmael. He's going to come to Yishmael. If he starts saying in Yishmael's home, he will pray that things will go well for Yishmael. Yishmael shouldn't have that prayer. Avram got there and God made it that he showed up in the middle of the day. He meets Yishmael's wife. Amale Echanu Yishmael. He asked her, where is Yishmael? Notice Sarah again has more insight into Yishmael than Avram. And Avram listens to her. So he shows up to the house and he asks her, where is Yishmael? Amralo, she said to him, Halachu v'imo, he went with his mother, La'avi perot tmarim min amidbar, to bring fruits, to bring dates from the desert. Amalat nili mat lechem umat maim, Avram said to the wife, please give me a little bit of bread, a little bit of water, ki'ayfa nafshi midech amidbar, because I'm really tired from traveling the desert. Amralo, she said to him, en lechem en maim, we don't have any bread or water. Avram knows she's lying. Amala, so he says to her, "Kshavo Yishmael, when Yishmael comes, tagidi lo tadrim eile, tell him these things. V'imri lo and tell him shebaza ken echad me'eretz Kenan lirotcha, an old man came from the land of Canaan to see you. V'amar and he said to you, shasap abayit eina tova, that your doorstep isn't good. Why is the wife referred to as the doorstep? Because most of the day the husband isn't home. The wife is the one there, and she rules who walks in and who walks out. And this wife decided that she's not taking out any food for this old man who just crossed the desert. She says, I don't have anything to give you to eat or drink. So Avram left a message with her, tell Yishmael that an old man came to see you. And he said that your doorstep isn't good. It's a reference, I don't like the wife you chose. Uchsheba Yishmael, when Yishmael comes home, Megidelo Ishtot HaDavar Hazeh, so his wife tells him this. And when Yishmael hears, that's what his father said, Shilcha, he sent her away, divorced her. His mother went and sent for a girl from the Mitzrim, and her name was Fatoma. The Mitzrim, when the Jews needed a place to be guests, there was a famine in the land of Canaan. The Mitzrim took us in. The Mitzrim said, come, you could live in our land. And that's why the Torah gives us special mitzvahs with regard to the Mitzrim. Even though ultimately it evolved to bad, they put us into forced labor, but initially they took us in, and the Torah says we have to recognize that act of kindness they did for us. By the same token, this girl from the Mitzrim, we're going to say she's different. Od la'achal shalosh shanim, after 3 more years, halach Avram lirot et Yishmael beno, Avram went to see his son Yishmael. V'nishba l'sara kefam rishona she'no yored min hagamal, b'makom she'Yishmael sharui sham. He promised Sarah again, like the first time, that he won't get off the camel in the place that Yishmael lives. Again, God makes it that he comes in the middle of the day when Yishmael is out to work. And over there he finds Yishmael's wife. He asks her, where's Yishmael? She says he went with his mother to graze the camels in the desert. He said to her, give me a little bit of bread and water, because I'm tired from traveling in the desert. She took out of the house bread and water and gave him. So Avram detained himself and prayed before God over Yishmael. And Yishmael's house got filled with all forms of good, all forms of blessing.
Didn't Sarah say, don't do
it? So Sarah didn't want him to pray more than this. That's why Sarah said, don't detain yourself there. This much, he was able to detain himself and pray. When Yishmael came home, his wife told him about the old man that came, and she fed him and gave him to drink, and he prayed for them. And Yishmael knew that even though his father sent him away, till that day, his father really cared about him. Shneimar, the verse says, Kirachem av al banim, that God is described as having compassion like a father has on his children. So too, we see a father has compassion on his children. What we see from this, that the Medrash quotes this verse, we see that Yishmael was sinful. He had gone to serve idols. He had gone 180 degrees from Avram's lifestyle. Avram was preaching to everyone, stop worshipping idols, and his own son Yishmael had gone to idol worship. And nonetheless, Avram had compassion on him. The fact that the Medrash quotes this pasuk teaches us that this pasuk that says, God has mercy over us, like a father has mercy on his children. The pasuk is referring to the times that we're sinning. That even at the times that we, like Yishmael, are not living up to our jobs, God has compassion over us. Lachal mitatash el Sarah, after Sarah's passing, Chazar Avram melakach et gushato. Avram went back and remarried his divorcee. Shneimar, as the verse says, Vayosef Avram meikach isha shma ketura. Avram again took the wife, the woman whose name is Keturah. Lama Vayosef Avram, what does it mean, again Avram took her? The first time she was his wife, and now she was again his wife. And he again took her and lived with her. The pasuk says her name was Keturah. What does it mean her name was Keturah? She had all kinds of perfumes. She lived in the desert. In the desert, there were many merchants who sold perfumes. So she got the nickname the perfumed one, because she was constantly buying perfumes from the merchants who were passing through the desert. Another understanding, we know that the Yishmaelim, what were they, merchants? They were carrying perfumes, we see in Parshas Vayeshev. Another understanding, Keturah, why was her name Keturah? Shayu Maseh Naim Kektoret. Her actions were beautiful like the incense that's burned before God. She bore Avram 6 children, Zimran v'Yokshan u'Medan u'Midyan v'Yishbak v'Shuach. Shnemar, as the verse says, V'telet lo'ot Zimran, etc. Just as a woman gets divorced from her husband, so too Avram, towards the end of his days, sent away these 6 children in this world and the world to come. He removed them from the inheritance, he removed them from upon Yitzchak. As the verse says, Avram gave gifts to these sons of the concubine. And he sent them away from Yitzchak, his son, beget Girushin, with a document of divorce. Al Shem Banav Sheishmael Kedar Nikruush Al Shem Bnei Kedar Shnemar LeKedar Mamchot Chatzor VaKedma Nikru Bnei Kedem. The children, the later children that Hagar had, were all known by the names of Yishmael's children. They went and lived near Yishmael's children, so they were known as the tribes of Yishmael, even though they weren't the tribes of Yishmael. They were really Yishmael's siblings, these children of Hagar. They came from Hagar, just like Yishmael came from Hagar. But nonetheless, they became known as Yishmael's children. Nemar elev nekedem, al shem sheyashvu ba'achuzat kain nikru v'nei kain, v'chever ha'keini nifrad mikain. We also find that they lived near the portion of Kain, so they were known as the children of Kain. V'alo kol v'nei kain nifradu b'dor ha'mabul. But what does it mean? The Torah says, the Navi says they were from the area of Cain. We know everyone was wiped out when the flood came. Cain didn't have any offsprings left around. The only one that survived from the Mabul was Noah, who came from Hevel, who came from Shet. I'm sorry. Ela al shem sheyashvu ba'achuzat Cain nikru v'nei Cain shnemar kim yele v'arkain adma ashur tishbeka. They lived in the portion where Cain had lived prior to the flood, and that's why they were known as the Cainites. Ashur mizroshi Yishmael. Hem yashbitu mamlechut Ashur. Ashur, from the offsprings of Yishmael, went and lived by the kingdom of Ashur. Amar Bilam. Bilam noted, Mishivim lishonot shebra kadosh baruch hu b'olamo. Among the 70 different tongues that God created in this world, lo sam shmo l'achad mehem ela Yisrael v'Yishmael. God's name is only part of the names of 2 tongues. There's Yisrael and Yishmael. They're the only ones that have El. They have God's name as part of their name. Ho'il v'yishma kadosh baruch hu shmo shel Yishmael lishmo shel Yisrael. Being that God equated their names, Yisrael and Yishmael. Oy mi yichye v'yamav. Woe, who will merit to live in their days? Shneimar, oy mi yichye misumo El. Who will live in the ones that God placed his name among them? Rabbi Yishmael omer. And now we are concluding this medrash. We're going to read, Rabbi Yishmael is going to teach us, Hamisha asar dvarim atidim bnei Yishmael la'asot be'aretz b'achit ha'imim. There are 15 things that the sons of Yishmael will do in the land in the end of days. I'm going to read and translate and offer my own understanding in these words. And obviously I'm offering a certain understanding, but I first want to translate it because who knows if my understanding is correct. Ve'iluhen, these are the 15 things that the offsprings of Yishmael will do at the end of the days. Yimdidu ta'aretz b'chavalim, they'll measure the land with ropes, which is a reference to the fact that when people try to divide land, they keep measuring it with ropes. Measuring land with ropes in Chazal terminology means we're measuring. How much do I get? How much do you get? So we're measuring. I don't want to... They'll take places that had initially been graveyards, and they'll use them to graze their sheep. They'll use them as dumps. They'll destroy the ancient graveyards. I think a lot of this already happened, but who knows if we're understanding correctly. And they'll measure and they'll try to get themselves on the tops of the mountains. There's going to be much lying. And truth will be oppressed. Israel will find themselves distanced from law, from statutes. Virbu avonot b'Yisrael, they will have many sins in Israel. Shani tolat katzemer, red wool will be like white wool. V'yikamel haniyar v'akulmus, people will stop using papers and pens. The papers and the writing instruments will rot. V'yipasel sela malchut, the rock of the aristocracy, the rock of the kingship, will be undone. No, meaning there will be no value to those that are leading, the kings, the leaders. V'yivnu ta'arim acharevot, and they'll build cities that had previously been destroyed. V'yifanu adrachim, and they'll find themselves having to clear the roads. They won't be... V'yit'u ginot ufardesim, they'll plant gardens and orchards. V'yigdiru pirtzot chomot bet hamikdash, they'll fortify, they'll close off the breachings of the walls of the temple. Vivnu vinyan baichal, they will build a building at the place where the holy of holies, where the heichal was, the holy part of the temple. Ushne achim yamdu alehem nisim basof, and ultimately two brothers will lead them. Uvimehem, and in their days, when you have two brothers as the leaders of Yishmael, Ya'amod Tzemach ben David, then the planting, the son of David will stand, Shenemar, as the verse says in Daniel, Uvyomehon di Malchaya Inun, and in the days of these kings, Yekim Elashmaya Malchu, the God of heaven will establish a kingship, Dileolmin Lotit Chabal, that will not be harmed for eternity. So those are the 15 things Rabbi Yishmael says. I think that if we wanted to, we could see a lot of them as already having occurred. I think almost all of them, if not all of them. We don't have two brothers, but everything else.
What last? What will not come to eternity?
Daniel said that in the days of these kings, God will establish a kingdom. He's referring to the kingdom of Israel that will not be harmed for eternity. So that's what he said, that in the days of when Yishmael will have as a leader two brothers, in those days, Semach, the planting, the son of David, will come, and the kingdom of Israel will be reestablished. Ve'od haya Rabbi Yishmael omer, Rabbi Yishmael said, furthermore, Shalosh milchamot shel mehuma, three wars of mehuma is like
world wars.
No, mehuma means a lot of ruckus, a lot of noise, tararam, confusion. Three wars of confusion. Atidin bnei Yishmael lasot ba'aretz v'achrit hayamim. The sons of Yishmael will do in the end of days in the land. Shneimar, the verse says, Mipenei charavot nadadu, because of the swords that traveled. Ve'en charavot ela milchama, and swords is a reference to wars. Echad bayar ba'arav, one they'll do in the forests of the west. Shneimar, the verse says, Mipenei cherev netusha, from the sword that has been sent out, that has been let go. Ve'chad bayam, and another one they'll do by sea. Shenemar, as the verse says, Mipenei keshet derucha, from the bow that is drawn. Ve'chad bichach gadol sheberomi, shehu kaved mishnehem, and one in the great city of Rome, which is more heavy than the first two. Shenemar, as the verse says, Mipenei koved milchama, from the weight of the great war. Umisham, and from there, Ben David Yitzmach, the son of David, will grow. Ve'yireh b'ovdan shel elu ve'elu, and he will see the loss of these and these. Umisham yavo le'eretz Yisrael, and he will come to Israel from there. Mashiach is coming from Chutz La'aretz. Shenemar, as the verse says, Mi ze ba me'edom. Who is it coming from Edom? Chamutz begadim. His clothes are soiled. Mi batzra, from the city of Batzra. Ze hadu bilvusho. This, the one that has been glorified with his clothing. Tzoe berov kocho. He is yelling with all his might. Ani medaber bitzdaka rav le'oshia. It is I who speaks out of righteousness and have great strength to redeem. So what do we see today?
So
we saw,
we need another one third second. World war.
One second.
Rome,
we said that
Arabs uniting together.
We said that the ninth test that Avram had was the test of Yishmael. When Yishmael left the when Yishmael started shooting bows, and we said Yishmael was always one with bows. I was thinking to myself, it's interesting, even now they're attacking us like with arrows. They're attacking us with missiles. The thing that personifies shooting a bow in Tanakh is that you don't have to take on your enemy face to face. The bow is always a reference to the ability to harm your enemy without looking him in the eye. So today we also see that. So Yishmael, it says, was born under the bow and grew with the bow. And he, in his youth, he was already shooting birds. And one time he saw Yitzchak sitting alone, trying to shoot him. Sarah told Avram, Sarah told him, you have to send her away. He won't inherit in this world and the world to come. Avram felt very bad that this is what's happening with Yishmael. God told Avram, you should know, the one that's really fit to be your wife, from the time she was in her mother's stomach, you guys were one neshama. That's Sarah. And the other one is the maid. Listen to Sarah. And Avram does, he sends her and Yishmael, he gives her this huge flask of water. So long as they remain with the faith in Avram's merit, the flask remains filled with water. The second she turns to her idol worship, the flask runs out of water. Yishmael is dying of thirst and he asks God, don't let me die of thirst, that's the worst death. God accepts his prayer and makes the well, the miraculous well that was created at twilight, that well appears for them. And then they drink and travel to Paran. There Yishmael marries his first wife, Epha, from the Moabites. And when Avram, after 3 years, comes to visit him, she is unwilling to give him anything to eat and drink. Avram leaves word to tell Yishmael that his doorstep is not good. And Yishmael understands the hint and divorces that wife. His mother brings him a wife from her family, from the Mitzrim, Fatoma. He marries her. After 3 years, Avram visits again. This time she offers him to eat and drink when he asks. When he asks to eat and drink, she gives it to him. And then Avram prays that things should go well for him, and things do, and Yishmael recognizes that he has compassion over him. After Sarah's death, Avram remarries Hagar. He has 6 children who ultimately become part of Yishmael. And and he sends them away from Yitzchak prior to his death. He clearly indicates Yitzchak as his continuum. We point the Medrash brought from Bilam that there are only 2 nations among the 70 nations of the world who have El as part of their name, that is Yishmael and Yisrael. And the Medrash ended with the 15 things that the sons of Yishmael will do in the land in the end of days. They'll measure the land, they'll make graveyards into dumps, they'll measure and take part of them to inhabit the mountaintops, there'll be much lying, truth will be oppressed, the statutes and laws will be distanced from Israel, the sins will be plenty in Israel, red wool will be like white wool, the white and the
what?
The paper and the pen will stop it, will rot. I think you're bothering people. The rock of the kingdom will become puzzle. The will become disqualified. They'll build the cities that are destroyed. They'll clear the paths. They'll plant gardens and orchards. They'll refortify the walls of the temple, and they'll build a building by the holy. 2 brothers will be appointed as their rulers, and the son of the plant of David will arise from there in their days. And then Rabbi Shmuel told us that there are going to be 3 great wars. And from those 3 great wars, from Edom, the son of David will grow and come and witness the loss of these 2 kingdoms. So